गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विघ्ने राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्ति भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामाद् तरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाम्। First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pasi Smad Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pasi Smad Bhakti, Vedant Swami Maharaj. I want to tell you that why Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj in his old age without any money, penniless, even he traveled in navigation, Sindhya navigation, and he came about one month or I don't know how much days. So much suffering he was. In the boat, in the ship, he became sick.
Heart attack.
Too. But even he came, has he come for money? To collect some money, because America is so wealthy. So he went there for any profit, any business, he went there. He went for self, any desire. Why he went? You should know. Krishna is very worried, and his associates are very worried for us. We are like a kida.
Insect
of stool.
Worm of stool.
Worm of stool. If we want to take it out, they will again go there. They are thinking that, oh, yes, this is best life. Best life. But we are more wretched than that
worm of a stool.
We are suffering so much. But we are thinking, what? Oh, we are very happy. We are very happy. They are thinking. Perhaps God is worried. He is suffering so much, but we are more happy than this. We should not chant, we should not remember, we should not have mercy. We have drunk so much, any wine or what? That we have become so mad. That we are drowning in a
Drain.
And dogs are washing our feet, mouth, you know, by their urines. And even we are thinking, oh, I am monarch of all. I'm very happy. So we are now become have mad like that, taking so much risky or anything, and thinking that we are happy. But realized persons, they see that is, oh, how they are suffering. Krishna realized this, and he sends. Sometimes he comes, or he sends his incarnations, and sometimes he sends his associates like Acharya. Or Guru Parampara are like Acharya, associates of Krishna. They have been sent by Krishna, oh, to help them. They don't want any help, but you should do, because they are unhappy. Not for one life, but lives and lives, millions of lives, endless chain of birth and death. Never they became happy. Only chance in this human life, if they will chant, pray to Krishna, then they will be happy. Otherwise, never, never and never. You have one child, or even there are so many that not even a son or daughter. And you know, Shukar ke ki bole?
Hog.
Oh, Maharani. Maharani hog. Queen.
Queen hog.
Has so many children. Thousands of children. At a time she can give 16
babies.
And in year, 2-3 times, 4 times. No need of any bed. They can sleep everywhere. In India, they have so many facilities.
International facilities.
Here, not facilities. No? Dogs, nothing to marry. Oh, they will have any beach, and for minute they will marry and again die. So they are more happy. And we are so wretched that we are not realizing all this fact. Swamiji came and went to door to door. No? Or all Guru works. By Kirtan. All. He sent his messengers door to door. Oh, why you are suffering? You should chant, remember, and be happy. Nityananda Prabhu went. Jashtishtam re bhratah. Guru Hari Hari Dvana Manisham. Tato Vasansaram Bodhitarna Dayu Mailani. I'm taking your all responsibility of our life. You should once chant what? Hare Krishna. If you not chant Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna. Amen. Gaur, Gaur. You will be happy. If you are not happy, then I am taking all the responsibility. I will pay you what you have lost in chanting. But even these mad persons, they told a worm of his toes, oh, I'm very okay. You know a story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was going to south and he saw a leper and he has so many worms in his. And they are coming out, and that leper what doing? Coming. More dangerous than that. But even we are not realizing. Oh, go away from my door. I don't want to chant. So they are doing like so. He is giving you bones. Oh, he is giving you nectar. But you are refusing. This is the now. Problem in this world. They don't want to be happy. In chanting, any money problem? Gurudev tells that give me money and I will give you Harinam. Any money, nothing to pay? for remembrance to Krishna, no money is needed. Money cannot help. But even devotees, those who have taken initiation, first, second, that I told, but they don't give preeminency of chanting name or devotional activities, they have strong belief in money. Always cheating. Money is cheating you. But even you are falling. You have no belief in name. That name can support us. You know, by name Shankar is, Brahma is creating this world. And supporting and nursing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving love and affection by this name. But we don't believe that name is himself supreme personality of Godhead. We don't believe. For devotees, I am telling this. You have no belief. If Krishna will come and tell you that, oh, I am taking all responsibility, chant and remember, we will not believe. We will not think that he is himself supreme power of personality. You cannot believe. So my request is that have that strong faith that Harinam can fulfill all your desires, worldly desires and transcendental desire, top to bottom he will do. Don't disbelieve. This is called Shraddha, and from here bhakti begins. So, you should know what is bhakti. In Shastra Rupa Goswami, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has told the definition of Uttama Bhakti. Anya bhilashita sunya jnana karmadhyana vritam anukullena krishna anusidhanam bhakti ruttama. This is Uttama Bhakti. Then there must be some Madhyama Bhakti, middle Bhakti, then Kanishta Bhakti, pure Bhakti, impure Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Nirguna Bhakti, Nirupadhik Bhakti, Aupadhik Bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, Arop Siddha Bhakti. Oh, there are so many kinds. Don't think that all are same. You know what are? You know what are. Oh, Ekva, water, jal, pani, ambu, these are all same thing. But there are so many differences. Ocean water and pure water are different. Not same. No? Water of a river and ocean, not same thing. Paniya jal, visuddha jal, drinking water is one thing. And all the waters are not for drinking. No? Drain water also. Urine also water. There are so many kinds of urine. Cow's urine you can use in medicines. But our urine or dogs and hogs, also water. Drainage water, also water. There are so many kinds of water. So if you will not know that what kind of water, then you can take the hog's urine, drainage urine. And if you take salty water of ocean, you will be at once
sick.
Sick. So all water not for drinking. In water too, there are various kinds of pure water. If mix some gulab, rose water, very sweet. If you mix in that water some lemonade, some Coca-Cola, some other things, they are also water. But they are not so much. So there are so many kinds. Bhakti is also like so. You will have to know what is real bhakti. Bhakti has especially three standards. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prem bhakti. Uttama bhakti is in what category? Always prem, sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rud, adirud, mohar, modan, and in the last madan, up to. Oh, these are all uttama bhakti, but gradation. They are not same, but all are called bhakti. But there are some difference and gradation in these things. Mahabhav and prem is not same, but bhakti, uttama bhakti. So we should know first what is bhakti. Sundar Gopal, you will explain what is uttama bhakti. Explain good. In detail.
Om Jnana Chirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Viritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kappatur Yastra Kripa Sindhu Jena Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Fortunate person who has come in contact with Sadhguru,
I cannot take it like this,
and begins the process.
They are made in such a way
of smaran,
most intelligent way.
For that person, a question may come, and that is, what is?
Hear attentively.
The question that may come is, what is pure bhakti? Everything that I'm doing in my life, is it pure bhakti or not? And if not, what is pure bhakti? To answer this question, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has given a brilliant definition of pure bhakti, which he calls uttama bhakti. And he has done this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is Paribhasha Shastra, or Shastra of Definitions. And what does Srila Rupa Goswami Pada say? He says, Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Janavritam Anukulena Krishna Anu Shiranam Bhakti Rutama. In this world, because we are influenced by Krishna's illusory energy Maya, we are engaged in many activities for our own pleasure. How? With our body, our mind, our words, and our emotions. Now here Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, when all of these are used not for one's own pleasure, but in the service of Krishna. In other words, one uses one's body, one uses one's mind, one's words, and one's emotions or sentiments in the service of Krishna. Anu means continuously, uninterrupted, like honey that flows from a jar. If you pour out honey from a jar, the honey will flow in a thick, continuous stream without any break or interruption. So our endeavors in the service of Krishna must be like that. Nirantar, continuous. Anu also means anugatya, or under the guidance of a pure Vaishnava. Yasya devi para bhakti yata devi tata guru tasya ita katitaryata prakashante mahatmana. A person must have not just bhakti, pure bhakti for Krishna, but also to an equal proportion, if not more, for one's Gurudev. We don't have any connection with Krishna at this point, because we're conditioned souls. Our only connection is through Sri Guru. So we must be under guidance, and our endeavors must be to please Krishna. And that's Ashray Bhagavan, Vishay Bhagavan, and also Ashray Bhagavan, which is Sri Guru. Anukulyena Krishnanu. Anukulyena. Sri Rupa Goswami Pada has included this word for a very particular reason. And that is, Anukulyena means for the benefit of, Or, in other words, with a favorable mood towards. Why has he included this? To avoid the faults of avyapti and ativyapti. That means underextension or overextension of the definition. We see, if we look at Krishna's parents, in particular Krishna's mother, Mother Yashoda, when she was breastfeeding Krishna, she noticed that milk that was on the stove was boiling over. So she forcibly put Krishna down and went to save the milk. She was making sweetmeats for Krishna. Krishna was very upset and he began to cry. He was very angry, very displeased. Does this mean that her activities were not pure bhakti? No, they were certainly bhakti, the highest kind of bhakti. Her mood, although Krishna was displeased, her mood was to benefit Krishna. She was thinking of Krishna's welfare and looking at how she would nourish and protect him and serve him so many nice sweetmeats. So this is pure bhakti. And in this way, the inclusion of the word anukulyena brings Mother Yashoda into the category of pure bhakti. Similarly, when Krishna and Baladev went to Mathura, they were met by Kamsa and by the wrestlers, Chanura and Mustik, who were intent on killing Krishna and Baladev. They spoke very harsh words. And this gave Krishna so much pleasure. It brought out the fighting spirit, or the heroic spirit in him. Now, because they pleased Krishna, does that mean they were performing pure bhakti? Certainly not. Why? Because their intention was to harm and to kill Krishna and Baladev. So by the word anukulyena, they are excluded from the definition of uttama bhakti or transcendental bhakti. This line, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, gives the primary characteristic of bhakti. There is also the tatashta laksham. That is an explanation of what bhakti is by looking at the boundary, by looking at what bhakti is not. And that is anyabhilashita shunyam and jnana karma jnanavritam. Anyabhilashita. We should not have even a trace of any desire other than the desire to please Krishna. There should be no self-interest whatsoever. Shunyam means zero, or completely devoid of. Jnana karma jnanavritam. Jnan means knowledge in a general way, and karma means work or action. Now, in this world, we cannot live without knowing something, and we cannot live without activity. These things will inevitably be there. But on jnana karma jnanavritam, they should not cover our bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has also included the word adi, which means etc. This refers to yoga, tapasya, false renunciation, astrology, new age philosophy. So many processes are there. So many things in this world may be there and may distract us. None of those should cover our bhakti. When all of these conditions are met, then and only then can it be said that a person is actually performing uttama bhakti or transcendental bhakti.
Yes or no? What he told. Activities of body, mind and body and demotes, if engaged totally to please Krishna in the guidance of any pure Vaishnava, Rasik and Bhav, continuous like that, he told, honey flow. And with a mood to please Krishna. But in what way? Not in pratikul.
Not unfavorable.
Like he described. Charun Mushti. And Yashoda giving, like twisting his ears. Krishna is weeping, even it is Uttama Bhakti or more than Uttama Bhakti. Now you should consider yourself by this thermometer.
Barometer.
What you are doing comes in this definition or not? What are you doing only to please Krishna or not? Thoroughly. For which, what you are taking meal? To please Krishna or this body? Continuously day and night, sleeping, eating, or having any job, you cannot do. So realize this fact, that our bhakti is not Uttama Bhakti. Even it cannot be called Kanishta Bhakti too. So we should know what it will be called. For this you will have to know. Bhakti is of three kinds. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, Sang Siddha Bhakti, Arop Siddha Bhakti. What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? You, Parina.
So we just heard from Sunda Gopal Prabhu what is Uttama Bhakti. Similarly, Sri Gurudev orders me to discuss and present the definition.
More louder, like me.
Sarup Siddha Bhakti, or what is actually pure activities, yeah, which will be considered as pure bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti are the activities which are described as the angas of pure bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all the nine activities which are described to include the the definition of the angas of pure bhakti. 64 angas are there. 9 are called Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Achanam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Satyam, Atman, Yuhedanam. Always engaging our senses, our mind, our words, and our hearts, moods in these activities. This is called Uttama Bhakti. When anyone is performing these activities, then actually it is called Sarup Siddha Bhakti. However, yeah, there is different stages of Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Meaning that anyone can chant all day long, but really, where is his mind? Where are his thoughts and where is his heart? He may be full of anarthas, offenses. In this way, he may perform Sarup Siddha Bhakti, but really he is not advancing. Anyone who is chanting with aparad, he will not be able to make progress. So Uttama Bhakti or Sarup Siddha Bhakti should also be, as Sri Gurudev is mentioning, always related to this definition of Anya Vilasita Sunyam Jnana Karmani Anavritam. We should see, are we really under guidance? Are we practicing these activities in such a way that we receive inspiration, we receive help and nourishment to improve our situation? At this moment, all of us, except those who are pure Vaishnavas, but all the rest, we are conditioned souls. We are struggling with so many different material attachments. Still, we are offered by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. Ashri Gurudev is telling, Vaishnava Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came to this Western world. Why Srila Gurudev is coming? Why so many Vaishnavas are coming? Only to invite us, please come and understand what is real religion or pure bhakti. By taking guidance from them only, and we engage in the activities of Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then there is every chance that gradually we will go from one stage to the next stage and then attain that situation. Ashwini explained from sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti and ultimately prema bhakti. So Gurudev or Vaishnavas, Shastra are all inviting us, please engage in those activities which constitute Sarup Siddha Bhakti or Uttama Bhakti. How? Under guidance. And which guidance? Those who are actually self-realized, those who are situated on the transcendental platform. How to serve them? With sincerity. We are conditioned living entities, so we cannot say, here I am Gurudev, I am a pure Vaishnava, I am your disciple, I have no problems. No, we are full of problems. We are not pure, but sincerity is there. Then there is every chance that by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, we will gradually make advancement and we will actually attain sadhana bhakti. We will be situated properly in order to attain bhava bhakti. And then prema bhakti, which is the goal of our lives, will be attained. When we engage in these activities of sarup siddha bhakti under proper guidance, always having in mind comparing the barometer of anya vilasita sunya, am I really under guidance? Do my mind, words, endeavors, hearts, sentiments today, how did I perform my activities? Where did I gain something and where did I lose something? In this way, we can see at the end of the day, I've made some progress or not. And again, we will try. And merciful Guru and Vaishnavas are there to help us, inspire us to gradually become properly situated, though, so that we will attain the supreme goal of our life.
You know the history of Dhruva Maharaj. He has a mantra from his Gurudev Narad. And only in 6 months heard that authority and he took the darshan of Narayan. This is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But what? Not pure bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti maybe, but not pure, because there were some desire for himself. So this is not pure bhakti. So it may be like that. Sometimes Sarup Siddha Bhakti, chanting name, Mayabadi chanting, they don't believe in the form and qualities of Krishna. They don't follow Krishna. Oh, Nirgun Nirakar. And they want to emerge in Brahma. And for this, oh, they chant Hare Krishna, or any mantra. What they are doing? They are pure bhakta. Though are chanting, remembering, praying even. But not pure bhakta. This is Mayabad. So in the guidance of any Vaishnava, if Sarup Siddha Bhakti is done, to please in a favorable way, continuously, then it will be bhakti. And for Uttama Bhakti, more to side symptoms will be there. But Anyabhilashita Sunyam, Jnana, Karma, Adi, Anavata. Then it will be pure. So, you should know what is Sarup Siddha Bhakti and do it for to please Krishna, to please Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Not only Krishna. To please the associates of Krishna is more better than superior than to please Krishna himself. They can give you bhakti that Krishna cannot give. Gopis and Purnima, Giriraj Govardhan, Jamuna, they can give. Oh, highest class of bhakti. Krishna cannot give. He has no some realization like, oh, what is Mahabhav in Srimati Radhika? Madanakya Bhav. And for that reason, He came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to realize. So, always be in guidance. And whatever you do, you should do to please Krishna, for Krishna, not for you. You are sleeping. Don't sleep for you. Don't eat for you. What you should do? Eat for Krishna. Sleep for Krishna. Work for Krishna. Marketing for Krishna. How it will be? Oh, it is so possible. It is possible. But you will have to learn the what? Art of this. A guru, expert guru can teach you. Otherwise, Laukik guru, they cannot tell this. Now, we should come. I want to tell so many things. So I am coming to Sangha Siddha Bhakti, Ban Maharaj. Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Very dhire dhire bolbe, jate log bujhte pare. Tara tari kore na. Beshi joshe na, nahi tar bhule jabo. Eto dariye bol.
ॐ अज्ञानतिग्राम रश्वज्ञान्यन सलाकयाम चक्षुर्विन्दांगेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छा कल्पतरुश्च कृपा सिन्धुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवे
नमः वन मिनट यू जर्मन यस व्हाट इज स्वरूप सिद्धा भक्ति स्टैंड अप Yeah, you. He. Radha Vinod. What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? No need of that. Yes, sir. And off. Yes, sir, now.
Sarup Siddha Bhakti. The definition of Swarup Siddha Bhakti by Bhajanath Prabhupada is performing the angas of bhakti, like the 64 angas he was describing, and then the 9 prominent angas of bhakti. But just to follow them and to perform them, that means Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But it can also be that it is not pure bhakti, it is not Uttama bhakti. Because maybe they are not performed under the guidance of pure Vaishnava, or they are not maybe also favorable for Krishna. So, in this way, only to perform them, these pure angas, these 64 angas or these 9 angas, this is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But it must not be Uttama Bhakti.
If anyone is serving his Gurudev, he is Swarup Siddha Bhakti or not?
Yes.
It is in the any limb of 9?
No.
Or in,
No, but still they can, it can be also pure bhakti.
Why?
Because these 64 angas which Rupa Goswami are describing is only a part of
I understood, but there are 64 limbs of bhakti, and anyone is clearing the stool of his Gurudev. Understand? Clearing the stool. Oh, is it Swarup Siddha Bhakti or not? Is written that,
cleaning stool.
To clean the stool of your Gurudev, is any bhakti, it has written, mentioned anywhere?
It has not written.
Then what is this? This Swarup Siddha Bhakti or not?
Yes, still it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
How? Yes or no?
Because he is serving his Gurudev, and in this way, he is. This is actually
because Gurudev is father of bhakti.
Yes.
he can give birth of bhakti in your heart. So it is pure bhakti and Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Sit down. What name? You. Stand up. You? What is Uttama Bhakti? More louder.
So Srila Gopal Prabhu, he has already described very nicely in detail what is the meaning of Uttama Bhakti, that means pure devotional service. So Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he is describing Anyavidasita Sundam Gyana Kamadi Anavitam Krishna Anushinam Bhakti Uttama. So all endeavors performed by the body, mind, and words, and also with some spiritual sentiments, favorably, and executed favorably, exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna, and also activities which are not covered by any karma or jnana. That means reward-seeking activities or desire for liberation, and which are performed favorably. These are called Uttama Bhakti, pure devotional service. We heard two examples as in the Lakshmanura and Musi. They were pleasing Krishna, but their mood was not favorable. And they want to hurt Krishna, they want to kill him. Even though it was pleasing to Krishna, it was not bhakti. So, and Mother Yashoda, when she's chastising Krishna and slapping him, then that is not very pleasing to Krishna, but still it is Uttama Bhakti because it was favorable. But they assure the ones that, my son, he will have very bad character, and I will let him do anything he likes. So she's chastising him, but it's only for his good. So that's why it is considered Uttama Bhakti, that means anukul, means favorable.
Okay. Oh, you, stand up. Hindu Bhushan. Anyone? No? Krishna is standing. And anyone tells Krishna, wash my feet. What is this? Is it bhakti or not?
Someone is ordering me, wash my feet.
Oh, message me and wash my feet and drink. What is this? The gopis like this. They used to paint their feet and keep the mark on his head. What is this bhakti? Is it bhakti or no? Or against bhakti? Or Krishna will be pleased by this? Can you do? This is the highest bhakti. But not like Kams. Not like Jarasandha, Ravan, and other demons. Be careful. Bhakti has so many definitions that any definition cannot cover bhakti. Rupa Goswami has told like what? Standing on the shore of endless and deepless ocean. He had described some things. Not fully, he cannot. So you should know all these. Thank you. Sit down. Now, Sang Siddha Bhakti, Van Maharaj. Try to follow all these things. Everything depends on your desire. If you have any desire for yourself, then not bhakti. Not bhakti at all. anything done for Krishna, to please and for Krishna, then it will be bhakti. If you are distributing books that some money will come in profit, then it is totally karma. And by the order of my Gurudev to preach bhakti, I am doing, then it will be bhakti. All depends on desire. Go on, now.
So Gurudev, we are going to discuss about Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And just now, Gurudev also discussed about Uttama Bhakti, Namrashira Sunnam Gyana Karma Dana Pritam Anuklina Krishnam Sulanam Bhakti Uttama. You also listen this thing. So I want to discuss this thing in Uttama Bhakti is also a two things. One is called intrinsic characteristic and that is called marginal characteristic. Actually, this is the anabhilasam sunnam and jnana karmadi anapritam. This is called the marginal characteristic. Or anukulina krishnanam sranam. This is called the sarupi.
intrinsic
characteristic, this thing. Now, Gurudev also discussed about Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What is the Sangha Siddha Bhakti? Sangena Siddhe Jayate Iti Sangha Siddha Bhakti. That means it is not pure bhakti. Sastra also explains the endeavors to our cultivation of pure devotional service to assist how to enter in Siddha Bhakti. It is called Sangha Siddha. All our endeavors only for the exclusively pleasure for Krishna Chandra. This is in the stage of this sadhak. When he comes in the stage, at that time some also all good qualifications manifested in his heart. That is called Kripalu, is very merciful. Kripalu Aptudha Sattva Samasara Badanno. And he is very liberal. And his truthfulness, cleanliness, all the good qualities, ultimately is coming in his heart. Shastra explained these things. Once he receives the bhakti, ultimately all good qualities will come in his heart. So this type of person, this is actually not bhakti. Shastra also explained, maybe one person, his good qualification in his heart, but his no faith in Krishna. But they many times also explain that Mayavadis, in past, they have many good qualifications. They have very truthfulness, cleanliness, friendship, also these things. But this is bhakti, but this is not bhakti. Bhakti is coming this time when these are all his endeavors, exclusively pleasure for Krishna, and he serves to Krishna with his body, mind, and worldly. This complete and all his endeavors is what incessantly serve to Krishna. And he also gives some sentiment, that is bhav in his heart. And serve to Guru and Krishna. First he is first all of his sentiments offer to Guru and Vaishnava. This is called the Suddha Bhakti. Just now also explained the two different things, Kamsa and also Mother Yashoda. How they are the Suddha Bhaktis? Mother Yashoda, she chastised to Krishna and treats the Krishna's ear. This is bhakti. A chanur mustik. This is not bhakti. Both also are served to Krishna. But this is Mother Yashoda's, her activities, that's called bhakti. Chanur mustik, that are bhakti. Because though Krishna also released the rasas, bir ras, from chanur mustik, but this is not bhakti. Our Mother Yashoda, she chastised to Krishna, and Krishna also afraid, and so crying and tears rolling down from his eyes. But this is also bhakti, because Mother Yashoda, she is chastised to Krishna for his betterment. This thing. So this is Suddha, Sangha Siddha Bhakti. When sadhu perform sadhana bhajan in the beginning stage, some of all the good qualifications, this is also to help to enter. Sometimes we are given an exam. Example, if you perform one jagga, need many types of ingredients, bricks, and also havan samagri and many things there. Actually, this is not jagga, and there are the ingredients that have come. But jagga is what? When Brahman chants the mantra and offering, that is called the jagga. But these, all these preparation ingredients also included in this jagga. Because without these ingredients, you can't perform the jagga. So same thing, when you perform Shuddha Bhakti, automatically this whole qualification automatically will come. So Sastra explains, the Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akin Chana, Shastri Samasate Sura Harav Abhaktasya Kuto Mahad Guna. The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akin Chana, once you perform the Akin Chana Bhakti, Nishkin Chana Bhakti, automatically all his good qualification manifest in his heart. And who is not performing Shuddha Bhakti, how possible good qualification will come? So Sastra also explains the good qualifications, all these things. This is called the Sangena Siddhana Jayati. That means to assist to improve our Shuddha Bhakti.
Jeev, you should explain what he told. What is Sang Siddha Bhakti?
Sangasiddha Bhakti is one's is when one is cultivating the qualities of bhakti. When one reaches a certain stage in bhakti, automatically all these qualities come, such as humility, truthfulness, kindness, mercy, like this. But trying to cultivate these qualities is Sangasiddha Bhakti.
More clear. Damodar. More clear.
So Maharaj was just explaining that sometimes when you see that a devotee who's performing bhakti, all kinds of qualities manifest as a result of these, of his devotional activities. So these qualities, they are actually a support, they assist. But they're not necessarily bhakti, because we see, for instance, even in Mayavadis, that these qualities are also there, like truthfulness, some kindness is there. But still, this is not called bhakti.
Can you clear? Oh, here? Where going? No need of.
I was trying to go lower. So we're here in Holland at the YMCA de Glen. This material world is compared like a hospital. And now we have seen we're in the intensive care
of God. Krishna has given you mouth.
The expert physician doctor, and we are undergoing surgery one by one. So Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Those qualities which assist bhakti, which in themselves, if they're not done, as we have said, that are favorable for bhakti or free from a covering of bhakti by the such as fruitive activities or jnana, the desire to become one with the Supreme Lord. If activities such as truthfulness or qualities such as truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, tolerance, etc., if these are cultivated separately, such as persons that may have these qualities very very much so in their character, but they have no devotion to Lord Krishna, Vaishnavas, or Guru, then this is useless activity and is not a cultivation of pure bhakti. Such as truthfulness. Someone can be very truthful. If someone's at home and there's a known child killer, comes to the door and says, are your children home? Then if you wanted to be truthful, you would have to answer yes. So truthfulness in itself is not a characteristic of bhakti. It has to be done only to please the Supreme Lord and Guru and Vaishnavas.
Thank you. Thank you. You should try to understand in very easy way. You have heard Sarup Siddha Bhakti. In Sarup Siddha Bhakti, it may be 64 limbs of Bhakti. It has been written in by Rupa Goswami. Or Naudha Bhakti, 9 kinds. Or Panchadha, or 3, or Nem Sankirtan. These are all Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. What he is doing, not Sarup Siddha Bhakti, not among any limbs of Bhakti. And he is Bhakta pure. And he is speaking true. Very generous, sweet speaking. It helps Bhakti. But these are not pure Bhakti. Understand? Not Bhakti. To speak sweet, to be generous, to give proper honor to all, to be trinadapi sunech, tarurapi sahishnuna, amani na mana dena. Not pure bhakti, not even bhakti. But if a bhakti is doing, then it is sangha siddha bhakti. Very simple
example.
I heard anywhere out of this hall that, oh, I'm very happy that a group of very high class of devotees are here. No? Oh, very good devotees, high class of devotees are here assembled. But you should know, only it is for 2, 3, 4, 5. If any person who has not been chanted, not chanting name, oh, he is here. But from outside they are telling what? Pure devotees. But if that person will be separate anywhere, he will not call me a devotee. Only in the Sangha of Sadhu, in the what? Council of the devotees, he is called. If you will separate all who are not pure bhakta, even not madhyam adhikari, then we will see that only some 5, 10 only are pure bhakta here. And rest, what, karmi, jnani, like others. They don't have been initiated. But even they are hearing here. So it is called, if they are in Sangha, then devotee. And if they are not in Sangha, then what? Karmi, yogi, jnani, not bhakta. So these are Sangha Siddha. The qualities that are not in the limbs of bhakti, pure bhakti. But even in bhakta, he is very generous, very liberal, or truth speaker. Then all these qualities that has been told in Srimad Bhagavat Ekadasya Skanda, 11th canto. Kripalu Akrido, so many things. So they are called
consider as a
Sangha Siddha. Understand? You? Now, what is called Arup Siddha Bhakti? You, Madhav Maharaj. Very carefully.
Om Jnanatimidam Rasa Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, you have heard from Srila Gurudev's lotus lake.
Swarup Siddha means constitutionally perfect. Sangha Siddha, perfect by association. Now could you command me to discuss Arog Siddha, perfect by superimposing, not even constitutionally perfect, neither perfect by association. We are superimposing. Constitutionally it is not bhakti at all. But we are superimposing this bhakti. If we give one example, then idea will be clear. We have to know, we are not owner of this world. Who is owner? Isavasvam idam sarvam, yapkincham jagattam jagat. Supreme Personality Godhead is the owner of this world. Everything belongs to Him. But what we are thinking, no, I am doer. I am owner. Just like you have a garden, there are so many flowers and fruits. You are picking some flowers or some fruits and offer to Krishna. You are thinking, oh, I am doer, I am giver, I am owner. Actually, you are not owner, not doer, not giver. You think, I am giving to Krishna. So when you are, and this is bhakti, when you are superimposing, then it's called Arog Siddha Bhakti. Actually, we are not doer, not giver, anything. So, if we do like this way, then it will be Arog Siddha Bhakti. Like cow said, like school. What is this? This is not direct bhakti. Not in the limbs of 64 kinds of bhakti. Neither 9 kinds, nor 5 kinds, or 3 kinds, or 1. So if this way we are superimposing for anything, then it's called Arog Siddha or Karma Mishra. Actually it's mixed with karma. So how will be perfect? We have to surrender ourselves completely in the lotus feet of Supreme Personality Godhead. How it is possible? You have to go through Ashraya Bhagavan, means bona fide Guru Pada Padma. You have to surrender himself completely, and through him you can surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Supreme Personality Godhead. So Srila Prahlada Maharaj told, Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktisthana Valakhana Kriyed Bhagavat Taddhatan Manne Aditam Uttamam. Even in Arog Siddha Bhakti, you are doing Savan Kirtan, but you are not surrendered soul. You are not surrendered the lotus feet of a bona fide Guru Pada Padma, or not in good association. Then your activity, even Savan Kirtan, will not be considered as a Uttama Bhakti. So must you have to surrender yourself. Then if you do, then it will be bhakti. And if you think, no, I am doer, I am boss, due to my kindness, I am offering something to Krishna. Who are you to offer Krishna? Krishna is self-satisfied, is Atmaram Aptakam. To give us some service, He grants some service. If you surrender yourself, lotus feet of Guru Pada Padma, then you look otherwise. You're imposing this is bhakti, then it's called Arog Siddha Bhakti or Karma Mishra Bhakti or Guni Bhuta Bhakti in this category. Okay. And which you have heard as before Uttama Bhakti, Anupullena Krishna Anusilanam. In this barometer you have to judge this. Is Uttama Bhakti or not? Anupullena Krishna Anusilanam. So Rupa Goswami Pada has explained Anupullena. Actually, this word is anukul, means favorable mood. This adjective, and anukulla, then adjective of adjective is anukulla. Here, anusabda is there. As before, Sipal Sundar Gopalpur who explained, anusilanam. Anu means continuously, uninterruptedly, moreover, under guidance. So, you have three anusabda, anukul, anu, anukullana, anu, and anukulla is two meanings. One, under guidance, another continuous. Those three onu is here. So like Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gati rannatha. Here, Hari Nama is three times. For purpose, but emphasis more and more. And nasteva, no other mean, no other mean, no other mean. Three times. Similar here, anupulla anu, anuvatta anu, continuously anu, three times. Emphasis to make us understand. See, in this activity, from my garden I am offering something to Krishna. Is that three anu? Any anu is there? Nothing. So it is not Uttama Bhakti. We are superimposing, so it is called Arupsindha Bhakti. So we have to surrender ourselves. Then under guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, if you do, then we gradually we can develop our category and can one day can do Uttama Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Pancha Kalpata Rupascha Vibhasan Yubhaya Vacha Adhita Mahatavana Bhavana.
Very good. I wanted to tell something. Arup Siddha Bhakti, that explained something more you should know. In Gita, Jat Karosi, Jadasnasi, Jat Juhosi, तपस्यसि यत्
कौन्तेय
तदार्पणम्
पुरुष
मदार्पणम्. What you are doing? You are taking your breaths. What you are तपस्यसि?
Austerity.
What you are earning? Everything. Oh, what arpan?
Offer
to Krishna. This is Sangha Siddha. But in the same time, in the same place, it has been written. This is Arup. Arpanam Krishna. And only by Arpanam it becomes, oh, Arup Siddha Bhakti, otherwise not. Anything which is offered to Krishna, then it is called, oh, Arup Siddha Bhakti. So this, though Krishna has told to Arjuna to do like this, arpanam, offer, but it is not pure. Pure what? After this, patram, uspam, phalam, toyam, jome, bhaktya, prayachati, tadaham, asnasi, prajatatma. Those, very carefully, with love and affection, they give me flowers. What flowers? Patram, first. Patram, tulsi patram, like. Patram, pushpam, like any
lotus
or any fruit. Patram, pushpam, phalam, so many fruits. Toyam, even Ganga water and tulsi, they will be very happy. And if it is given by love and affection, then it will be bhakti. Whether you have or love and affection are not. It depends on that. If you have love and affection pure, then it will be bhakti. Otherwise not. Duryodhan offered his own Gondal palace, or so many good
preparations.
But Krishna told that, oh, I cannot take, because I am not hungry. I have come for any purpose. Purpose is not solved. So he, and if anyone no hunger and
purpose
are solved or not, but
love
is there, then if he is not hungry yet, he will take. Like he went to Vidur. Just after one moment he went and he told that, oh, I'm very hungry. And his wife was there. He brought
banana
and he began to, out of love and affection, she began to give
the peel of the banana only.
Not banana, real, outer part. And Vidu came at the just time. Told her, what you are doing? You are giving, oh, only chilka. Krishna told her, I am testing more than my queen Satyabhama Rukmini gives. I am very happy to take this. I want only love and affection, not all these things. So if there is love and affection and you are here, then it is bhakti. Also, anywhere also told, laukiki vaidiki vapja kriya kriyate mune hari sevanu kulle vasa karja bhakti michchata. Laukiki means worldly. Vaidiki, or written in Vedas. What you are doing, you should do to please Krishna. Not offer. First, offer yourself. And your everything is offered. By this you are giving to Krishna. Oh, this is bhakti. Anything you are doing for Krishna, to please Krishna, really, then it is. There are so many kinds of explanation of this. But you should know all these things and try to enter in bhakti realm. Don't waste your time. Otherwise, any moment you can die. No surety. Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days guarantee that he will not die in 7 days. But we have no guarantee at all. So begin just from today, not today, but just now. Now, bhakti that we described, we'll have to know something more. That bhakti is of two kinds. From beginning of Shraddha, the last fraction of bhakti, what is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? What is Shraddha? You? Aram Bija. What is Shraddha? I can ask anyone. Be prepared of. Also to ladies devotees also I will ask.
Buddha asked me to speak something about Shraddha. There's two kinds of Shraddha. First, Shraddha is considered general when by associating with one pure devotee, we gain some faith in the process of bhakti, and we think by doing this bhakti we will achieve perfection. Then this is called general Shraddha. And then again, when we associate with the pure devotee and under his guidance, we perform all the angas of bhakti. Our Shraddha becomes transcendental and it becomes paramatrika Shraddha. That means pure Shraddha. That is the beginning of bhakti, which is performed under guidance of the pure devotee. And this Shraddha grows according to one's progress under this guidance and goes through different levels of achievement and installment. First Shraddha, then Bhajana Kriya under Sadhu Sangha, then Anartha Nivritti, then Nishta, Ruchi Ashakti, Bhav and Prema.
Thank you. You should know what is really Shraddha, the last fraction of bhakti. These are of two kinds, laukiki and paramarthiki, worldly Shraddha and transcendental Shraddha. Worldly Shraddha is like doing pranam to anyone. or regarding somewhat, honoring somewhat. These are laukiki shabda, but not, they have no cost at all. No meaning of this shabda. What is paramarthiki shabda? That is, if a sadhu show a devotee, pure devotee, by his harikatha, he tells that by desire to serve Krishna or whole desire will be served and Krishna will be happy. By serving Krishna. The desire to serve Krishna is really Shraddha. And outer symptom is what? He will have a very strong faith in words of Krishna, in the words of Guru, in the words of basic scripture. What Gita has told, oh, it is true. What my Gurudev has told, it is true. What Arjun or Rupa Goswami, the devotees have told, it is true. Then it is Parmarthiki Shraddha. Then he becomes so a strong belief he has at that time that even anyone can cut his head in pieces, oh, he will not give up that Shraddha. Then it will be Shraddha. You can judge by this explanation whether you have this Parmarthaki Shraddha to serve Krishna or not. And you have full belief in the words of Krishna, Rupa Goswami, or your Guru or not. Then it is pure transcendental Shraddha. Not very easy, like mango and gap in your mouth. You should try to have this real Shraddha. So much a strong faith in Guru. A strong faith in the words of Gita, Bhagavata and other Ved Upanishad. And the words of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then it will be Shraddha. Shraddha is also of two kinds. Hearing Katha by sadhus. But they are telling that if you will not do bhajan, then you will have to go to hell. Certainly, and you will have to suffer millions of lives if you are not chanting, remembering Krishna, if you are not serving Krishna. By this fear, anyone has engaged in bhakti, then it is called Vaidhi, Vaidhi-shastra. And anyone went anyhow in the association of Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, and there he saw, oh, Bhagavata is going on. And so many devotees are there. And they are explaining how Gopi's love was high class. That Krishna accepted that, oh, in my millions of life, I cannot repay Gopi. Why? Gopi has left their husband, their brothers, children, whole
relatives,
position, even Vedic religion and everything. They have left their husband. So this is called Vedic Dharma. Even no lajja, no shyness, they have left. Anyone is telling that they are very
bogus.
No harm. Then, what is that? Oh, then it is pure bhakti. And then he will think, I should serve Krishna like gopis. I should serve Krishna like Sudama, Subal, Madhumangal like things. I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. If he has greed these, and then his that Shraddha comes to be engaged in bhakti, then this is Paramarthiki Shraddha, but something more superior. And that is called greedmai. Greed, you know? Bhagavat Madhurya Lobhmai. Hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna, controlled Krishna by all the gopis or associates of Braja, and then you have agreed that I should serve Krishna like Subal Madhumangal. When he will order me, oh, bring cows, and there, here and there, our time is going on, finish. So bring all cows. And when I follow the order of Krishna, what is this? Shakra. When my mother Yashoda, tish the ear of Krishna and we will clap, like Madhu Mangal is telling. What is this? Shakyarash. And then Madhur, like gopis, hearing all this. If Shraddha comes and you are beginning your bhakti, that is Madhur Jalopmai. Even there are something. There is sadhan bhakti, sadhya bhakti. And in the midst there is bhava bhakti. Sadhan bhakti what? When you have any goal of your life, what goal? I will achieve bhava, rati. Then it is sadhan. Otherwise what we are doing, not sadhan, because we are aimless doing chanting, remembering. My Gurudeva has told that distribute books and you will at once be in Golok. What is this? It may be of two kinds. Guru wants to engage in bhakti, anyhow. Or Gurudeva himself does not know what is bhakti. So he is engaging him in Arup Siddha Bhakti. Arup Siddha Bhakti is not pure bhakti. So, we should consider all these things. The sadhana bhakti is of also two kinds. Vaidhi bhakti and? What is Vaidhi bhakti and what is Raganuga bhakti? You. Oh, Pankirtan. Krishnadas. Don't sleep for that. Some are sleeping, I am seeing. So. Like those you should chant.
Shri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Keshava Krishna. Shri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda Govinda He
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the meaning of Vairi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. Both these types of bhakti are transcendental bhakti. Vairi Bhakti means when the inspiration to perform bhakti is coming from the injunctions of Shastra, the rules and regulations of Shastra, and the descriptions of Shastra of the qualities of the Lord as being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we jivas being His parts and parcels. As the parts of the body have their duty to serve the whole, so we jivas being part of God have as our duty to serve the Supreme Lord. This understanding and serving on the basis of this understanding as a matter of duty and following Shastra. I do have faith in Shastra, the words in Shastra, Krishna, and Guru. This is Vaidhi Bhakti. It is the immaculate or perfect following of Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha, and in Vaikuntha, the inhabitants there perform the perfection of Vaidhi Bhakti. Though they have Prema Bhakti, the residents there worship the Lord in awe and reverence, in seeing the difference between the Lord and myself, that I am His insignificant servant and part and parcel. Then, Raganuga Bhakti is coming from the spontaneous greed of the heart to serve the Lord, following His associates who are oceans of the mood for which I aspire, according to my swarup, or according to the constitutional position of my soul. According to my soul, I'm either a servant of Krishna, or a friend of Krishna, or a parent of Krishna, or a beloved of Krishna. This is the intrinsic nature of my soul. By developing that type of paramarthic shraddha or transcendental shraddha, which, as Srila Gurudev described, as Bhagavat Lila Madhurya Lobha Mayish Shraddha, that faith which comes from hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna from the rasik and bhog bhaktas, a greed develops to follow particular associates of the Lord who have the mood for which I aspire. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained this type of bhakti and this type of bhakti's meditation. Krishna smaram janam chasya prestam nija samihitam. That is, I should remember Krishna, chant Krishna, absorb myself in Krishna, but not alone. Krishna smaram, remembering Krishna, janam, along with His dearmost associates, who are reservoirs of the mood for which I aspire according to my constitutional position. Prestam nija samihita, those dear ones I should aspire to follow. For example, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly those who are coming in the line of Rupa Goswami, they are inclined with the greed, those who are in the category of Raganuga, they have the greed to follow Srila Rupa Goswami as Srila Rupa Manjari and meditate on her services in the pastimes of Krishna as He remembers those pastimes. Tat tat kata. He is hearing the pastimes of Krishna, particularly with reference to those associates who I follow. And such a person who is following Raganuga Bhakti is living in Vrindavan, if not by body, then by mind. In order to understand Raganuga first one has to understand the word raga atmika, because anuga, as was explained previously, means to follow the rag in the atma of the residents of Vrindavan, who are oceans of the mood for which I aspire. Rag means a unquenchable thirst for Krishna and complete absorption in him to the point where I forget myself and are fully absorbed in him. Srila Gurudev gives the analogy of dye. Suppose I want to dye my cloth bright red. So I buy bright red dye and I put the cloth in that dye. Then I wring it out and it's somewhat red. Then I put it in again, it's more red. Put it in the third time and it's fully saturated with that red color. So being fully saturated with rag in the atma, or full absorption and intense longing for the association, for giving pleasure to Krishna in a certain way, this is called raga atmika bhakti. And it's practiced by the residents of Vrindavan in spontaneous love. They have no idea, although it may come to their attention by Purnamasi or Gargacharya or someone else, that Krishna is God. They don't believe it. In joke they may say it, or in intense separation they may think it. So those who are following under the guidance of pure devotees, Tannama Rupa Charitari Sukurtanana, the essence of all advice, to chant the holy name, fame, form, and qualities of the Lord, under the guidance of the Brijvasis and those who are following the Brijvasis, remembering the Lord's pastimes, with reference to those associates who I want to follow, this is Radhanuga Bhakti.
Thank you. Very good. You know, once there was a dispute between father and son. Father was Hiranyakashipu and son was Prahlad. A big fighting lad. His father told that, oh, you should not take the name of Bhishma, even in dream. And he told that you also should chant name. So fight was there. And once he heard something from Prahlad and he wanted to kill him but could not. Then again Prahlad Maharaj sent his school. And the teachers were out anywhere. And all the boys wanted to play, but Prahlad Maharaj told, listen to me. From beginning of your life, if you want to be happy in your whole life and after your this life, then you should meditate, chant and do all these services to Krishna. They told that, oh, we are now baby, we should study and do for what worldly desires to fulfill, sense gratification, playing football and cricket and all other things. And when we will go, then we will do all these things. Why now? He told that no necessary that today or tomorrow you will be. You may die at any moment. So beginning from your life, you should chant and remember. Then, if you are not earning money, then how will be maintained? Or if you don't like suffering, but even it comes, old days you don't want, but comes. Death you don't want, comes. Similarly, if there is some happiness and money and everything, it will come itself by your past activities. Don't waste your time for these things. Surely it will come. Have you strong belief? we see, we don't know, want anything, any calamity, but it comes. So in a similar way, oh, any money, reputation, position,
name, fame,
oh, it will come by your past activity. Don't be very for this. Maintenance also. You know, this life is of 100 years, if suppose. Oh, half the age goes to sleeping. 50 years life. And first beginning, 20 years playing and to be expert in anything to make money. 20 years more went. And from 80 to 100, what? You cannot stand. Oh, like that. You see. Always some pain here and there. You cannot do anything but that. Then 20 more, 10 years. In 10 years, you will have to make money, you will have to marry to maintain your children and all subordinates. Then when you can do bhajan? If you have baby, small, and he is weeping on sometimes baba baba or daddy daddy, papa papa, mummy mummy. How you can give up? If your wife is so beautiful and she is weeping, can you give up? Your father is old, mother is old, they can have no support. Can you give up them? Very hard. Prahlad Maharaj is training them. So you cannot. So from beginning you should do. They told them how we can do. Oh, take a shelter of any bona fide guru. And then Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakramat. You should do. First serve your Gurudev. Obey your Gurudev. Honor all Vaishnavas. And then do all these things. Serve your Gurudev. And he will teach you how to meditate Krishna, to chant and remember. What is this? Otherwise you will suffer. You are bound to suffer. Oh, this is Vaidhi Bhakti. What he taught. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all these things. Understand very clearly. Oh, these are Vaidhi Bhakti. After that, you know, there was a Brahmin boy. Very well cultured, aristocratic family. But he went to market in big city and he fell in the trap of a very beautiful teeny as a prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. Oh, singing very sweet and first class singing. Krishna Kirtan. And she used to collect money from them. And when finished, then get out. So, prostitute, Vachintamani, this boy now attached so much. His father died, and all the relatives were there, and some ceremony was done, last ceremony. So many preparation were done. She took something in his clothes, and then in the night, cold night, river, there was a river between Chintamani and his house. Oh, flood. He went on the shore of that bank of river and he said, how to cross? But anyhow, I should cross. And he saw that something is floating and he catch hold and crossed. And when he went there, oh, door was closed. He shouted, but no, nothing. Then he took the round of that house from where I can jump in inside. No way, very high. Then he saw that some rope is coming on from the roof, and he took off and climbed and went that side, and so much cold and raining that he fell down. Sound came, dhak, dhak. And then prostitute told her maidservant, "Oh, see, why is sound coming?" She went there, "Oh, Bilvamangal is here." "Bilvamangal? How he came?" Both they brought him. Where?
Inside the room.
In the room. And they gave some warm heat, and thus he came insensitive. They asked, "How you came?" "Oh, because my
walls
are very high. Oh, I saw that a rope coming from your roof, and I
climbed.
Oh, I want to see." They went outside and saw there a very poisonous snake, black. At that time, he had no knowledge that this is rope or this is attachment. And after that, "Oh, how you crossed the river, flooded river, and went there?" "Oh, I ride on a
log."
"Where?" And he saw that dead person and very bad smell, and so many worms were there and very bad smell.
"How smell?"
He had no even this knowledge that this is a dead body and rotten. Why this? Oh, he was so much attached in prostitute that he forget everything. Then prostitute kicked him. "My body is light, full of
stool,
urine, blood and all these things. And for this body you are doing so much. If you have chanted Krishna one, your life will be successful. Why you are here?" And this came as an arrow, penetrated the heart of Bilvamangal. And at once he left. When he was going in the way, he was so thirsty. And he saw a well and so many ladies there pulling water. And he went there. He saw a very beautiful teenager girl. "Oh, can you get me water?" And he looked and looked and looking like this. He was attached again. Then he took water from that lady, but he gave his heart. And then he followed that lady in his house. His husband, her husband was outside sitting. And she went in the room, entered. "Oh, Mahatmaji," he knew that he is Mahatma. Beard has come, and like sadhu, then he asked, "Who are you? From where you are coming? What you want and why you came here?" "Oh, I want to see your wife." He thought that he is very gentle sadhu, and he called his wife that, "Oh, this sadhu wants to speak something to you. Perhaps he is hungry, and he wants something." She very soon came out. "And that boy, who was very thirsty, I gave water, said, 'What you want? Can I give anything to you to eat or anything?'" "No, I want your two
hairpins.
"Oh, have you any thrown in your feet or anywhere?" "Oh," he has told her, "yes. Very
painful.
Very sharp. Something is here, I will take it out." And that was true. Understand why true? He has attachment. And it has gone in the heart of that Bilvamangal. And then she gave, and at once it
pierced his ear.
In his eyes. Blood coming. And then Krishna, Krishna, where Krishna? Why? That these are cheating me. Now he has very strong desire to serve Krishna. And he was going to Vrindavan. But these are what? Obstacles and what? problems of our bhajan. We want to do bhajan, but we are so much engaged in all these things, silly things, worldly things, maya, that we cannot progress. So he took it. That there will be no eyes, no attachment. And then, oh, at once a black walk in and tell, oh Baba, where you are going? I'm going to Vrindavan. Oh, I'm also going to Vrindavan. Oh, now I'm
blind.
Can you help me? Oh, yes. Why not? Oh, you can
catch hold
my
stick
and I will take you. And he took. And then Bilba Mangal Fatun, now repenting and singing the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And he was weeping bitterly. And Krishna was noting in his heart, and also it was very
nectarian drink, like nectarine for Krishna.
And that is called
Krishna
Karna Amrit. Nectar for the ears of Krishna. And Krishna noted out and pointed. And this is called Machaitanya Mahaprabhu collected. Oh, what is this? Raganuga. His bhakti begins from where? He has heard so many things, poems and songs from Chintamani. And at once, and he has some attachment to that lady. Now he collected all the attachment from his heart and gave it to in the feet of lotus feet. This is Raganuga. And then he wanted to follow. What he was following? Raganuga Bhakti. Like? In what way? Like Sakhi mood. But what Sakhi? Oh, bending towards Krishna. They glorify and they want to serve Krishna rather than Lalita Vishakha or Radhika. So they are called Sakhi. So he was in Sakhi mood, bending towards
Krishna.
He wanted that, Krishna should be served by all gopis. But Prabodhananda Saraswati was another Raganuga Bhakta. He wanted that Krishna should serve Radhika. Krishna should be so much weeping for Srimati Radhika. Why Radhika will lament for Krishna? Krishna should lament for Radhika. Oh, this is another kind of Raganuga. So these are Raganuga. Now you should decide. I know that you cannot decide, but even you should follow Vaidhi Bhakti. No? Beginning from Bhakti, Shraddha, and tomorrow we will begin Shraddha, what is Shraddha, and how Shraddha becomes Nishtha and Ruchi. And you should try to take in your pockets. Don't go empty. No? They have called you, and they are managing. My so much thanks to them, those who are. You are free not to do cook or anything. They are doing cooking for you. Everything you have here. So try to take something and your life should be successful. Gaur Prema.
Hare Krishna. So today Gurudev gave initiation to Prabhupada.
Yes.